So if you're new to KSON, specifically John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON, then you probably don't know who producer Steph was. Producer Steph, I got her name right, right?
Stop it.
She used to work with us, but decided to be very selfish and move her family back home to Wisconsin so her kids can be with their grandparents and their nieces and their cousins mm-hmm. and her sisters and brothers, and she's very selfish that way, wanting to be with family.
Oh, my gosh.
Obviously, we love her. We miss her, she posted a pretty good video on Facebook this weekend mm-hmm. about how things are going in the blustery weather of Wisconsin.
No kidding.
Hello to all my San Diego friends who ask, why would you leave this beautiful weather for snowy Wisconsin? First snowfall, and I don't have a scraper for my car.
Yeah, that's enough.
I had to
I'm looking at this, and this is one of those days that is just the start of weather until probably April.
Yeah.
And it's just the leaves are gone. It just looks gay and cold and everything that reminds me of how much happier we are here as far as our beautiful, perfect weather.
Uh-huh.
And this gives us a great opportunity. We told Steph we're going to call her this morning. It gives us an opportunity to do what we love to do, to be jerks, called not to rub it in, but.
Right. And then, of course, talk about how beautiful it is here.
So
not to rub it in since it's freezing there.
As Jess is getting her right now, we are waiting for her to pick up the phone. And, again, she thinks she knows why we're calling, but she doesn't. She knows that we're calling, doesn't know why we're calling. And we're going to put the whole not to rub it in on her.
Yeah.
And hopefully maybe you can get her to swear at us, which would be a huge first in the history of radio. She's with us? Okay.
Good morning.
Well, here she is, ready to work.
Time. Good job, guys.
Wow.
Hi, Producer Steph.
Hi, John and Tammy. Why is this call happening?
Well, we saw your video that you posted on Facebook this weekend about how cold and snowy it appeared in the land of Wisconsin, where you moved back from, tearing our hearts out over a half year ago. And we just thought we'd check in and see if you're doing okay.
I'm doing okay, except my kids love the snow so much. They love eating the snow so much.
Duh.
That Bryce, who's now 5 years old, in the van, he's eating snow off the bottom of his shoe.
Oh, no.
I did that a few times, too, and look how I turned out. So you got nothing to worry about. You got nothing to worry about.
And then I said, Bryce, no, that's so gross. And he hacks a big loogie right onto the carpet of my van.
Oh, gross.
Well, this story went horribly wrong. Thanks, Dad. Well, I was going
to
launch into a not to rub it in, but I picked some sand out of my shoe. But I'm just kind of so grossed out by what you just said. I don't even want to go on with this phone call, quite frankly.
Wow.
I knew you would try to rub it in, so I came back with ammunition.
You shut us right down, Steph.
Yeah,
you shut us right down.
I had a whole litany of not to rub it in, but the sunscreen got in my eye, and the fish taco caught in my throat. But yeah, I can't get past that loogie.
Get it out.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Anyway,
so I'm heading to the car wash today.
I imagine some new listeners just moving here who don't know who Producer Steph is. Like, who is this person that they're talking to right now?
Oh, you'll like this story, too, because I have not bought an ice scraper yet to scrape off the ice and the snow for my car.
Why not?
So I had to open up, because I thought I wasn't going to experience snow until December, not November.
Well, you should know better than that, Steph. Come on.
I know. I pop open the trunk to just grab anything. I grab one of the kids' little camping chairs, and here I am at 5 in the morning just trying to push off all the snow using a camping chair. My neighbors are outside in their driveway looking at me like, what is that person doing?
Every time I think I miss this type of year in the Midwest, I listen to a story like that, having to get up like an hour early just to start your car, just to drive to work.
Yeah. Right. Is that the scraper or is that Bryce?
That's gross. All right. Well, this is what you wanted to do. You wanted your kids to eat snow off their boots. You wanted to scrape snow off your car at 4 in the morning. This is what you missed. So I'm glad that you're doing what you wanted to do, and we miss you terribly.
I miss you all very much, and you were all in my dream last night.
Woo! What were we doing? Were we doing anything fun?
I'd like to know what I was doing.
You were hugging Tammy because Tammy was mad.
Wow, what a shock.
Wow, are you sure that was a dream?
Jeez. There you go. All right.
I love you all.
Yeah, all right, we love you, Steph.
Take care. She's never going to change, is she? Thank goodness.
I love it.